Blog Talk Radio. all things are possible. That's with God. All things are possible. As long as we trust God, we know that all things are possible. So tonight again, I want to talk about the common denominator. I want us to join in corporate prayer and just let God have his way all tonight. You know that tonight we're going to say, God, let your will be done, not my will, but your will. No matter what it looks like, God, let your will be done. So, first and foremost, I want to say to you all, please get your Bibles, pens, papers, pads, tablets, iPads, whatever it is that you need to, you know, talk back to me. You know, if you're on Facebook, type in a scripture. If you're on Blog Talk, and when I open the line, communicate with me, okay? This is going to be the night for us to have service. I want you all to talk with me to help me out so that I can, you know, get know what you all think, put it like that. So let's pray. Father God, we just ask you right now, Lord, first and foremost, God, to accept our request of repentance, to accept us coming to your altar, O Lord, kneeling down, asking you, standing before your altar, asking you, sitting or standing or walking or talking, driving or whatever we're doing, asking you, God, to forgive us. We know that you sent your son and he died on the cross for us, that we may have life and that more abundantly, that we may have life and live a sinful, free life. We could be free of our sins, oh God. Daily as your mercies come, daily we will receive your deliverance. God, we just ask you to open our ears and our hearts and our minds and our spirits to accept you, to live by what you have put in our lives, you apply to our lives, God. We just ask you to just do what only you could do, oh God. Let your will be done on tonight, God, not our will but yours. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, tonight, you all, let's continue on with the conversation that I had started Monday about the common denominator. Let's finish talking about that. I've been looking at some things, and I've been rehearsing some things in my mind about situations. A lot of times, we can't really receive things that's going on around us, especially if we didn't put our 2 cents in it, especially if it wasn't our idea, especially if nobody asked us for our input. We always want to try to put the blame somewhere else. I thank God for late Apostle Sandra Thomas, who taught us through a scripture, a lesson that she taught us was put the blame on me. We have to sit back and look and say sometime it's best for us to be quiet. It's best for us not to have input. It's best for us to keep our 2 cents in our pocket or on the table at home, but leave it out of the situation. It's best for us not to have a good idea. It's best for us to say either I don't have nothing or I'm not saying nothing, but I think that's a job you need to take to the Lord. Sometimes that's the best thing for us to say, because with all things, we want to make sure Jesus is our common denominator. That no matter what we do, we have to go back and say, Father God, I need you. God, show me. God, open my ears that I can hear you. God, open my heart that I receive you. God, open my mind that I meditate on you and your word day and night. God, help me that I don't get so caught up in me that I put you in a position of decreasing where I try to increase. But God, put me in a place of me saying, Lord, teach me how to decrease that you may increase so you can get the glory, the victory, and the honor. We have to get to the place where we have to say, not my will, God, but your will. We have to get to the place where we have to say, Lord, I know nothing. I know nothing. When we get to that place and when something goes on and something's happening, instead of us having something to say, we should be saying, God, what you say? When somebody needs prayer or asks you for prayer, we go and say, God, what do you say concerning this thing? Do you know sometimes God will tell you nothing? He ain't got nothing to say. Because 9 out of 10, that person may have already got the answer from God, but they're looking for something else because they may not like what God said. They may be trying to get some sugar-coated another, not a prophecy, but somebody to lie to them, you know, somebody to say something that they want to hear instead of what God wants to hear. But God will sometimes tell you, he ain't got nothing to say. And if God ain't got nothing to say, you shouldn't have nothing to say. You may have to say, you know what? Let me get back to you with that because I got to see God further for this, about this, or on this matter. Because sometimes God will say no. Don't let somebody do a sneak peek, peek in a way and try to sneak and pull you in on some mess. It goes back to the common denominator. Don't let them try to have you as a fall guy. When something's going on and somebody's looking for something, sometimes people say it's a life and death situation, or if I don't get this right now. First of all, why do you go to God in the beginning? So that you don't have to be in a right now situation. Because if you had went to God in the beginning, God might have told you already, or he might have told you, don't. Mm-hmm. Don't. You know, right now talking to you, I can hear this song that used to play years ago that say, I went by like my mother to lean on her, but he couldn't. He went by his father to lean on him, but he couldn't. Every place he went to try to lean on somebody, he couldn't. See, at some point in time, God is going to tell you, stand up, be grown. Come to me. We have to be responsible for our actions. We have to be responsible for the things that we do, the things that we say, or even the things that we haven't done. We have to be responsible for that because, like I say, just this week, a very dear friend of mine called and told me he's lost his mom. Now, before that, I had got a message that another dear friend of mine lost his wife. Before that, the day before that, I got a message that I had lost a dear friend. He had passed on. Another thing is I go on Facebook sometime and I look on there and I see somebody that I call my brother, like my godbrother, on Facebook telling people that he's made his peace with God and he's ready. He's tired. He's ready to go. You know, so when you look at things going around, you have to look at it and I say, okay, well, right now, I feel like the common denominator is me. People are getting in touch with me, communicating with me, because I'm praying that it's the life I'm living that they're seeing to say, I know she's going to pray for me that I lost my mom. I know she's going to pray for me because he lost his wife. I know she's going to pray for the young man that passed, to pray for his family, his wife, and the other young man who's letting everyone know he's made his peace. She's going to pray for me. You know, so I'm saying all that to say, with the common denominator in all of this, from my outlook, is I take it all to Jesus. I said, Lord, my friend, he lost his mom. She was a great woman of God, a minister, a pastor. God, but I'm asking you to touch him, that he remember the promises he made his mom. He remember the prophecy that was prophesied over his life. Cover him, God, in this place. Don't let him get caught up out here without somebody praying for him. I'm sure his mom asked somebody to pray for her son if something happens to her. God, I'm asking you to cover my friend who lost his wife, because seeing him on today and how devastated he was, trying to smile, but yet his heart is broken. God, I'm asking you to cover him. Cover the children, cover the family, God. Cover them, oh God. The young man who died, who was still married to his wife, and he ride bikes with us, and I'm asking you, God, to cover his wife. Keep her, oh God. We may have prepared for some things, but we never prepare for this, even though we know it's coming. For the God brother that's going through, that's putting on Facebook, I made my peace with God. I'm okay. If he took me tonight, I'm okay. Because I said, God, I'm ready. The thing that I'm saying, the common denominator in all of this is Jesus, it's Christ. Because he has to be not just the one they call on, but those of us that care and say we love them, call on them, call their name out before God, and know and trust God, and say, God, this is what I'm putting on the altar. I'm coming to you as my strength, as my leader, as my God, as my Savior, asking you to cover, to provide, to comfort. We have to know where our common denominator is. See, a lot of times we want to look at the common denominator as negative or mess. But don't you know the common denominator is life-giving? The word of God is a common denominator. I put this word on my life. I try to live my life by this word. We have to understand that when the word said of God before me, he's more than the world against me. We have to understand that the word says that God will restore us, rebuild us. We have to understand that. We have to understand that when God has called us home, or we know that God is calling us home, we need to be in a position where we say, like my friend is saying, I've made my peace. Lord, if you call me now, I'm ready. I've made my peace. I'm not upset. I'm not overwhelmed. But I'm saying, Lord, I've made my peace. In other words, it sounds like to me, he's saying, God, I'm ready, whatever you're ready. It's not like he said it's a good idea. He said, my father is calling me. You know, some of us just say, Lord, don't call me yet. I'm not ready yet. Lord, but to read what this person is putting on Facebook, he's saying, I've made my peace with God. I'm a praying man. I know the word. I preach the word. I teach the word. I tell people about how I love the Lord. I've made my peace. Can any of us honestly say that? Because, see, he knows his common denominator is in our Lord Jesus Christ. When we sit back and we look at things and we go over things and we say, okay, I don't know what to talk about. I don't know what to do. I had a conversation with another friend of mine to say, you know what, one thing our people don't do is we don't ask for help. We don't ask that God come and help us, Lord. Lord, I'm having a problem. I can't stay focused. I can't stay concentrated. Y'all will catch that one in a minute. I can't stay in a place where I need to be in tune with you, oh God. We have to get to a place where we have to just go to God and say, God, I need your help. What do I do? You know, we don't want to ask to see a therapist. We don't want to ask people for help. We don't want to talk about death. We don't want to talk about burial. We don't want to talk about preparations. We are the only ones that don't want to do these things. We want to talk about leaving the will. We don't want to do any of that because we think somebody's trying to kill us off. But the word of God said a wise parent leaves an inheritance to their children. My mom always taught us growing up, don't make your kids cry twice. Don't let them cry because they lost you. And then don't let them cry because they got to figure out how to bury you and pay for this and pay for that. I know some of y'all, you may turn away and be like, I don't want to hear that. But I'm just saying. Lean not to your own understanding. If you lack wisdom, ask. Know that there's a common denominator here. Even Jesus prepared his disciples, telling them that he wasn't going to be with them always. But where he go, he's prepared a place. You all, we have to understand that we're not going to be here always. And we have to be in a place, in a set of mind that when I leave here, I don't want my loved ones crying twice. What we have to do is sit down first and talk with God and ask God how to prepare you to bring this subject up with your family and your children. Do that. Because, see, at any given time, the word says no man know the hour. The Lord is going to come, just like it says, a thief in the night. He's not going to ring the bell. You ain't going to catch him on the ring doorbell on, you know, neighborhood watch. You ain't going to catch him on that. When he comes, he don't ask for permission. He don't have to. When he come and do what he's going to do, he has permission. He's the reason we have life. The breath we breathe every day. He's our common denominator from the beginning to the end. He's our common denominator. How are you going to understand that you need to make sure that when you leave here, it's okay for your family to grieve? You don't want them. I heard the pastor say that today. The only way we're going to get healed and move on if we have time to grieve. But if we don't allow our family or our children to move on because we didn't put stuff in perspective, you know how many people leave this world, children never knowing if it was or where it was, the life insurance policy or the arrangement And by the time they find it, no telling what have all happened and what all been sold and what all been taken. And y'all, let's get it together and understand that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. Our Father God sent his Son for us. You know, we got to have common sense. You know, we got to have common sense. We got to recognize our common denominator. And we got to understand that there's things in life that may not be pleasant to talk about, but they're necessary. There's things in life that's going to happen. It teaches us from here, from Genesis to the Revelation. It teaches us that God breathed his breath into the nostrils of man. And in Revelation, it teaches us about the end. That, you know, it's so much that's going on out here. We want to say that people that live a certain kind of way, or you know that they live whatever kind of way, we want to determine where they go. That's not our job. Our job is to live a saved life every day, all day. How to say perfect. Let's stop that. How to say perfect life. I said saved. Because, see, Jesus came here to live a perfect life for us. But he even said, God, take this cup from me. But not my will, your will. We may not have to go through what Jesus went through in the garden, but we do have our garden. We've got, I don't want to say that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to forgive this. I don't want to forgive that. But we have to also say, like Jesus said, for God, not my will, your will. See, sometimes a person thinks they done did something or said something to you so bad you're not going to forgive them. You're not going to let it go. You're going to keep holding on to it and holding on to it and holding on to it. How they say, I'm going to choke water out of a rock. But when you say, you know what? It's okay. I already gave it to the Lord. I'm going to let it go. You put something on their mind and their heart to let them know, whoa, wait a minute, hold up. Especially if they know you. Especially if they know you. You make them think, God, she said she was, or he say he was living. They say they was saved. Got to be a God because the person I know, baby, they'd have choked that chicken a long time. They'd have choked that rock. You'd got something out of it. But they let it go. Now, it's easy to say to a stranger, you know what, go ahead. I don't even want to be bothered with you. But I'm not saying you have to let a person do you over and over and over. Give it to the Lord. Lord, move that away out of my life. Move that away from me. Move them away from me, God. I don't want it. I'm telling you things I have done. God, come on. I need your help. Move that away from me. Move that out of my life, oh God. That's not good for me, Lord. But then I turned around one day and said, God, maybe I'm not good for that. Maybe I'm not good for them. God, I give this situation to you, oh Lord. You straighten it out. Now, see, we got to always look at it where it ain't always got to be somebody else's fault in a situation. Sometimes it could be yours. And you have to be able to say, okay, God, if this is what you call, God, work it out. Work it out in me, through me, with me. Work it out. But if it's somebody else's situation, God, work it out in them, through them. God, work it out. Make us remember why But remember, the common denominator is reaching out to the Lord for guidance. Your common denominator is talking to the Lord and then listening to hear what he has to say. Your common denominator is believing and waiting on the Lord. My common denominator is, Jesus, what do you say? Jesus, your will, not mine. That's my common denominator. I wait on you, oh Lord, all the days of my life. I'm going to wait on you, oh Lord. I'm going to trust and depend that you are going to be everything I need you to be, that I could depend on you. Lord, even when I get full of myself, I could depend on you to work it out. So I thank you all for listening on tonight. I want to see if anybody on Blog Talk, if they have anything they would like to share or say, or just want to talk about the common denominator, please do so at this time. The lines are open.
Hi, this is Cecilia. I just want to say thank you for sharing the word with us. Thank God for being the supernatural God that he is. So thank you so much, woman of God. That's all.
Thank you so much. Is there anyone else at this time on Blog Talk that would like to make a comment or share with us? Okay. If there's no one there to share or not able to share with us at this time, I just want to say again, just trust the Lord. Trust in him. Know that he is available. Know that he's listening. Know that he's there. Know that you have an opportunity to talk to him concerning any and everything, not some things, not certain things, but all things. You know, we hear all the time, all things are possible through Jesus Christ. All things are possible with the Lord. Why don't you try it? Try to see if all things is possible. Me and my sister, Apostle Elect, was talking, and I'm going to give you a good example of how, 'cause I'm a proof. I'm a proof. Yeah, I'm a proof. You know how they say proof read? I'm a proof. That's what I'm, in other words, I'm showing you, I'm a proven witness to let you know that when you give it to God and you trust God with it all and you make him your common denominator, God will make things happen. She reminded me the other day about how much she trusts God, because she knows that God is able, and how much she trusts God because she's seen not only what he did for her, but to know that he has no respect of person. I was off work for 7 years, and not only did God keep me, he had people bless me, give me cars, do different things. He held my job for me, that when I was able to go back to work, I was able to go back to work. I didn't lose no seniority. I didn't lose no pay steps. I didn't lose any of that. When I got ready to retire this last year, 22 July, there was some money on the table that they said if they hadn't signed the contract yet, but they said if I retired before they settled, signed the contract, I would lose that money. And I said to the people I was working with, I even told her, my sister, I trust God. I trust God. If that money is for me, I'm going to trust him because, see, I can't miss what I don't have. You understand me? But see, I had made God my common denominator. I said, I'm going to trust God that if that money is for me, he'll make them sign that contract. If he make them sign the day of or the day before I retire, I'm going to trust God that much. And I started speaking that thing and saying that thing to everybody that would hear me was like, you're going to retire, leave that money on the table? Yeah, whatever. I'm not worried about it. I trust God. The day before I retired, they signed that paperwork. So I was not left out. I was not left out. So I retired knowing that money was going to come to me. All because I trusted them. And I told people I trusted them because I was letting people see the power of God. That when you trust him, you believe in him, you know he's a miracle worker, that he will show up. God didn't show up just to show up. He showed up to prove to people when we say, and even at the 11th hour, in the 59th minute, God will show up. See, when you know God's your common denominator, you know God will show up. And I thank God for showing up and showing out because God was able to show them so there was no excuse that he is God and he can make things happen. So I thank you all again for joining in on tonight. I thank you all for being a part of Smile3E, our Shop the Iron Blog Talk Ministries. This is a worldwide web radio that we provide the ministry line through. Also, this is Facebook Live that we provide Smile3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. We're just so glad that you all became a part of our ministry family. We want to say thank you all. We have some things we're trusting God with right now. We'll get back with you all later about that. And still just know God is God. Keep Smile3 in your prayers. Dr. Serena Wright and her family. Pastor Servant Troy Thomas and his family. Minister Margot McCore and her family. Minister Ron and Mother Tony Montgomery and their family. Keep Reverend Lawrence Seabury and his family. Keep Apostle like Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and her family. Keep myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and my family in your prayer. Keep us on the altar before God. Pray, P-R-A-Y, for us. Pray, P-R-A-Y, with us. Pray, P-R-A-Y, again, for Smile3E. Iron Sharpening Iron. This is not a ministry of a good idea. This is a ministry that God has called forth and put together. So as this ministry moves on and it grows, I thank God for you all supporting. I want you all to know that we're here every Friday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host and the speaker for Friday night until God says something different. On Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, our very own apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser will be your speaker, and we're just trusting God that you all will tune in this Sunday morning to hear her. If you come back on Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is the fourth Monday coming up, I believe. You will hear from Elder Ron Montgomery and Mother Tony Montgomery, they would be bringing forth the word of God concerning family, what God intended for family. And you all just make sure you tune in to listen to the service on Monday night. Don't forget, Pastor Linda Handy has a prayer line. Phone number is 605-313-4818. 605-313-4818. Her access code is 641-147. 641-147. Sister Carmen also has a prayer line at 605-313-4284. 605-313-4284. Her access code is 528-2607. 528-2607. And I want you all to remember, this is the most important part of our service. It's our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You all, stop being scared to talk with your family about things that need to be talked about. Talk with Jesus Christ first. Talk with our Lord and Savior. And ask him to help word your mouth. Ask him to help prepare your family for this type of conversation, because it's going to be needed. Ask God to send you the help that you're going to need to prepare. Ask him to send you the help. So with that being said, know one thing. We love you with the love of the Lord. Ain't nothing you can do about it. God is a way maker. He's a promise keeper. Yes. Just remember that. So I just want to say to you all, love you all. Good night.